love is love.
Riverside. She a trifling bitch, Riverside. She be trifling.
Riverside's going to hear you, and they're going to make you cancel this, your subscription's not going to work one day, and they're going to be like,
I know.
We don't know what happened.
This Riverside is a pet peeve. It messes up all the time. Yesterday, it kicked my guest out. We have to re-record today.
The whole episode?
Well, I want to record the whole episode because I messed up again and forgot to pull my mic over for the first time. I know, really dumb. Really bad.
You're a veteran at this point. This shouldn't be happening.
I've done it 3 times that. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm tired.
You're stressed. Yeah. Welcome to Tea Time. We're back for another Patreon exclusive episode, sharing the tea on both of our queer little lives. Very different, but...
Very different.
100%. Jamie, what's your tea this week?
My tea this week. Well, do we want to talk about like one of my big pet peeves lately?
Overall tea, life tea, pet peeves. Give it to me. Talk to me about it.
Well, you know, I've talked to you, Deani, about, you know, like when booking this show and how guests will like reach out to me. Y'all are going to hear the behind the scenes tea. I'm going to be real. I'm going to be honest because when I have my guests on, of course, I'm always super grateful that they're here. And I do love every single one of them. And also, there are many people who, because the show is more well known and it really is such a niche audience, and there are people who know that this audience is perfect for whatever it is they want to share about, I get a lot of people reaching out asking to come on the show. A lot of people who have like a book, or a lot of people who have something that would be good for the audience. And I vet these people, and I make sure that whatever, if it is somebody who really wants to push their wares, so to speak, I make sure that it is really a good fit for the audience. Like, I would never, like, you know, like, I care about my audience and I want to make sure it's a good fit. And so if it's a good fit, I bring them in. And when I do that, I have little tests like set up along the way for these guests, because they reach out. The first sentence is always, and I know it's AI generated, but, oh my God, I loved your recent episode with Deani where you talked about such and such, that the comparisons you made, you know, like they'll tell me how much they love my show and how much they love listening to a particular episode and why. Then I have a questionnaire I have every potential guest fill out. In the questionnaire, it says, one of the questions that gives me a sense of if you've actually listened is, what would your 30-second elevator pitch be? If you don't know, if you answer that question weird, like some people give me like a press release. Like some people, like they go to chat and they're like, give me a 30-second elevator pitch for the Queer Family Podcast. Oh. And then the Queer Family Podcast, like, and then chat like comes up. So it'll be like it's like a paragraph, like a reporter would say.
Yeah.
As opposed to what the 30-second elevator pitch is. Right.
So they don't actually know that on the show at the beginning of every episode, you do a 30-second elevator pitch.
Exactly. They don't know what it is. That's my first telltale sign. And then my last question is a question that really gives me an idea. Who do you like better, Helen or Beulah? With an emoji, like, And they like the people who really have listened give me funny responses back.
Yeah.
Because they know.
Oh, that's such a good vetting question.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So I know coming in from the questionnaire if you've actually listened. Then
what are some of the responses you've gotten to the Helen and Beulah question when you know you can tell they don't know the show or they haven't listened to an episode? What do they say? Because they're probably so confused. They're like, who the hell is Helen and Beulah?
They have no idea. Yeah. So a lot of people will be like, oh, don't make me choose, right? Or like, or they'll say not sure, or they'll say so hard to, like it's very vague. They give me like a vague answer. But the people who've listened will be like, obviously Helen, because she's been around longest, and I like whiskey too. You know what I mean? Like the people who listen know, because they know the jokes I tell about the fake Helen and Beulah.
Beulah,
So And before that, when Nicole used to help me, I added Nicole to it too. And so the people who listen would be like, obviously Nicole, because she's the only real one, right? So like,
okay,
yeah, it's my way. Now y'all are getting the inside track here.
So do you just not respond to those people then? Are you like, okay, I'm not going to interview that person? Love is love is love
is love. No, because if it's a really good fit for the show, mm-hmm. I will still go forward with them. But then, Deani, I have an email I send out to every once I decide that, oh, okay, you're a good fit. I send an email saying, oh my God, congrats! I would love to have you on for this season. Blah blah blah. Here's the gist. Here's the booking link, and they book their spot. And then my next email back to them is, thank you so much for booking. Here's your remote recording instructions. I'm very detailed, and also please make sure you listen to a few episodes before you come in to record. Also, please make sure you follow on the socials and do all the things, right? But I make a point of saying, please listen. Like, I'm doing my homework on you.
Yeah.
Do your homework. Why did you add, you just did like a Google search and found this to be the best podcast for whatever you're pushing and you want to come on, but then you're not going to go forward and do your homework? Like, I don't understand that. Like, if I'm going to be on a show, I'm going to listen to the show, right? So anyway, then it's obvious to me. Then, of course, we get to the interview, and I'm chatting with them before, and I'm like, so you know about the elevator pitch moment? Oh, so you've listened. I've seen some of them. And I have also learned when they say that, they're talking about the clips on social media. They've checked out some of the clips. Which is not actually listened to the entire show. Oh, everybody's getting the tea right now. You see, I have feelings. I put a lot of work into this show.
Like, no, it's so valid. Yeah.
Yeah. And every episode costs me money to produce. Yeah. I pay to produce your episode. You like do me the service of just kind of like doing a little bit for it. So then, listen. Okay, so you know the elevator pitch moment. Could you? And then I'm like, okay, right. So then, and then they're like, and then they're all caught off guard because they're like, oh, I have to say it. I have to cut. Yeah. I'm going to put you on the spot.
Is that like, and does then it that's feel like a little bit of karma? Because now they're put on the spot and they're like, I have to say something. And you're like, well, you should have listened to the show because you would have known.
Right. Exactly. I told you, listen, I countless times in the questionnaire, I say, please make sure you've listened. In every email, please make sure you've listened. Like, now it's on you.
Yeah.
And now, you know. Anyway, so that's the tea there. And then, there's also like people who come on as experts in queer family building or something. Yeah. Right.
Or their version of queer family building.
Right.
Yeah.
Not realizing that I have done over 300 episodes. I'm not saying, I never say I'm an expert, but I have spoken to over 300 couples or people about their family building journey. Yeah. So I do know quite a bit about the story you're about to tell me. Like, even if I don't know your story, I know quite a bit about the steps and the details.
Yeah, because like each person's personal experience is going to look different, but it's still some variation of somewhat of the same thing, because there's only so many ways queer people can make a baby.
Right. Every story is completely different. And also there are some things.
Similarities. Yeah.
And there are questions. I know what questions to ask. Like if it's a surrogacy journey, I understand the process and I'm going to walk you through this interview, but there was this one mansplainer. I'm not naming any names, who, when I explained the elevator pitch, was caught off guard, but was also, oh, yeah, I got that. I'm fine. Yeah. Okay, cool. And then proceeded to do some crazy elevator pit. Like when people, and then in the elevator, okay, Deani.
This is the tea.
This is the tea. And then in the elevator pitch, when love is love on the Queer Family Podcast. Love is love.